Hello everyone, I'm Ashwini KP, UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia and Related Intolerance. Thank you very much for the Special Rapporteur on Minorities for hosting this event and for inviting me to participate. I strongly feel that the focus on equality, social inclusion and socio-economic participation is timely and essential. I appreciate the opportunity to provide a brief statement about socioeconomic empowerment. The focus on migrants from minority groups is highly pertinent and intersects with the scope of my mandate on racism. As myself and my predecessors have consistently highlighted ideologies of racial superiority and the structural and systemic racism that occurs through institutions and policies disproportionately impacts migrants, including refugees, asylum seekers, particularly belonging to minority groups. The economic empowerment of migrants is highly essential to dismantle systemic racism and ensuring racial equality as guaranteed under international human rights standards, including the International Convention on Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Economic empowerment, including access to the labor market and educational and employment opportunities, can support the social integration of refugees and asylum seekers from minority groups and challenge racist stereotypes and stigmatization. It can also bring significant economic benefits to host countries. Despite the benefits of economic empowerment, migrants, including refugees and asylum seekers from minority groups, all too often face differential access to decent work, educational and employment opportunities as compared with nationals or citizens in host countries. States should, as highlighted in the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination's General Recommendation No. 29, remove obstacles that prevent the enjoyment of economic, social and cultural rights by non-citizens, notably in the areas of education, housing, employment and health. The incorporation of general recommendations provided by the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination by the member states will create an inclusive space for migrants, including refugees and asylum seekers, particularly from minority groups, to explore and access better educational and economic opportunities. Thank you very much.